I'm speaking to Helen Kane, an access consultant with Access Included, project coordinator of the Way to Go project, and a member of the Cardiff and Vale Coalition of Disabled People Access Group. Helen, welcome to Able Radio.
Thank you, Rosie.
Now, most people are aware that they have the right to be consulted and comment on planning applications, but we don't all know how the planning system works or how to engage planners. Now, you're currently involved in a project that may help. Could you tell me a bit about the Way to Go project?
Yep, sure. This is a project that's running for approximately 3 years. We're funded by the Welsh Assembly Government Advancing Equalities Fund, and they recognise that it's very difficult for people to become involved in a very difficult planning process. So they're trying to bring planners and access groups and disability groups and disabled people closer together. So what we have is a set of 6 training days that starts in the Newport area in South Wales for the 6 local authorities around it. And it explains planning to disabled people and equality and disability issues to the planners, and then it brings them both together. So we've just had one training day on the planning system, which strips all the complicated procedures right down to basics and explains how you can go forward and become involved in issues. And then we're moving on to building relationships, dealing with conflict, working together, inclusive design, and then we put everything together at the end and find out where we can go. The planning module was particularly interesting because I suspect a lot of listeners will understand that you can respond to individual planning applications. You can go along to your planning authority and be involved in an access group and say, this application isn't inclusive, I wouldn't be able to use it. And they can use that information to refuse the application or to modify it. But what people may not realise is that the real way to change the system is to be involved in the policy. Applications can be refused if they don't meet planning policy.
Right.
So if you're involved in getting into the policy, the local development plans and the national plans and the regional plans, then once it's in that policy, they can't pass an application unless it meets those criteria.